Okay, now it's actually working. Okay, as I told you, we're going to start with some JavaScript. At the end of class, we'll go back to CSS and we're kind of going to split them up for a while. But the deal is that I'm doing JavaScript in the CIS 120 class, and I like to do them in sync because it's about a week of overlap. Actually, probably a day of overlap. But I like to do them in sync so that it's kind of reinforcement. So we're going to start looking at JavaScript. So go in under HTML5, JavaScript samples, and we will start there. For those of you who know programming, this is boring. For those of you who don't know programming, this is going to be a new adventure. So, and then there's some in the middle, probably. So, we're starting out, and the first one I'm going to look at is Hello World. This is not done in HTML5, which is what we're looking at, because I didn't put in that doc type statement that you've been putting in all of your work. Okay, so if I click on that, notice what happens. I get Hello World written in the top corner, and I get Hello World in a pop-up. Now, I'm using Firefox. Firefox lets me use pop-ups. If you have decided on some other browser, it may be yelling at you about the pop-ups. So you can switch over to Firefox, or you can put up with it yelling at you about pop-ups. Okay? So, Hello World, I said okay, and it goes away. And with Firefox, at least, it changed the background color, and I now have just the little words over there. Okay, now the main thing I need to do on this is I want to view the source. And again, if you're in Firefox, you're going to see something that says View Page Source. If you're in a different browser, you're going to see something that lets you get at the source. But my recommendation is that you use Firefox today so that you're kind of in sync with me, unless you're comfortable with this. So I'm going to take a picture of that and add it to here and then move back. Okay, so I'm saying view page source and it's coming up with the code. Okay, so do that, do view page source and bring up the code. Okay, so now I am going to drag this down and get it so that you can see both the code and the output. Okay, so to start out with, as I said, I didn't have that doc type that you've been writing on your top line. That doc type is the one that tells the browser that this is HTML5. Now what I've got here is just the tags HTML. And that tells the browser that we're using HTML. But since I didn't specify the doc type, it goes to the old version of HTML. Okay? So this is just a real basic start. Now, inside the HTML, and the HTML is a container. So each inside the HTML, I have JavaScript. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, but let me talk a little bit about why we do that. HTML is not a programming language. Okay, HTML is a markup language. That's what a hypertext markup language means. It's a markup language. So it doesn't have programming abilities. And it was decided at some point that it would be nice if web pages had some programming abilities. So languages were developed that could be used along with HTML. And JavaScript is one of the primary ones, and it's very heavily used out there. Another one that's very important is PHP. And PHP is the one that lets you have databases out on the server and use the databases and all that good stuff. So it's got a little more sophistication to it. Okay? So, by using script inside, I have now got the ability to do things that I can do in programming. I can ask questions. I can have if statements. I can have loops where I can say, do this over and over and over again. HTML never had that power until you insert a scripting language or a programming language. Okay? But now I've got a container that is my HTML tags, and I got to let the browser know that I'm putting in JavaScript. So there's the script tag. The script tag says type equals text JavaScript. So it's telling the browser that from this point on until the end of the script, you are going to be using JavaScript. Okay? And so the browsers come with JavaScript translators built into them so they can translate the JavaScript. Okay? So this particular one does two things. It does a document write. Okay? The document is the part of the page that you can write on. So it's doing a write onto the document. And the things that I want to write onto the document, I'm putting in the parenthesis. So it's document write, and then put inside parenthesis what I want to write. Well, I want to write a literal. I want to write the literal hello world. And a literal means it's in quotes. Okay, so that it knows it's supposed to write just those words that are in quotes. Okay, so I've got a literal layer, and the literal is being written. And notice the semicolon at the end. In JavaScript, when a line is complete, I put in a semicolon. Okay, when an instruction is complete. Okay, then the pop-up, the alert, is the pop-up. Okay, so that little pop-up that you saw is caused by an alert. And we'll see that the alert is a really kind of nice tool as we go along for debugging, because I can throw in the alert and have it show me something that I've just calculated but the answer is not right. So I can throw in an alert at the step-by-step process of doing the calculation and watch the numbers grow. And so an alert can be real helpful, and you're going to see that as we go along. So again, alert, and I put what I want to do in the pop-up inside the parenthesis, and so it is saying alert, hello world. Okay, so I put up both a document write, and I put up an alert. Okay. Certainly not showing the power of JavaScript yet. Okay, but we will get there as we go along. Okay, now on the next one, I am doing exactly the same thing, but I am putting it inside a more typical HTML setup. And actually, I wrote Hello World up there twice. And you can guess that one of those is probably a header because it's got the big font. Okay. So, again, if I look at my source, and I suggest you bring it up on your screen, especially if you're not able to see it well. Okay, so I'm now doing what we've been doing in HTML all semester. I've got the doc type on the first line. I even added in the language equals English so that it would validate. Okay, then I've got head, then I've got my title, then I've got my meta character set, and close head. So basically all I've got here is an absolute copy from everything you've been doing in HTML. I'm just bringing that basic structure over to here. Okay, then I start the body, and this kind of shows that I can mix HTML and JavaScript, and we'll see even more of that as you go along, because I've got the H1 here and the close H1, and that wrote the hello world as an H1, so wrote it in the big text. Okay? Then I went into the script,
And the script is exactly the same script that I had in the other one. Okay? Where I did the document write and I did the pop-up. Okay.
Notice again that at the end of every line I have a semicolon. Okay?
And I close my script. If I wanted to, I could have put more HTML after the close of the script and before the close of the body. So I can mix and match, is what we're saying. Okay? I can throw in HTML. I can throw in JavaScript. I can do JavaScript a couple of times. I can do HTML many times. I can mix and match here. But I get a certain level of power with JavaScript that you don't get in HTML. And this is not a great example of that, but when we go on, you'll see it. Questions? Yeah.
For the programming part, would it be under just script? Everything for programming, would it be under
yes.
script?
If it's JavaScript. Okay.
JavaScript.
There are different tags that tell the browsers different things. So if you're using another language, it may be written differently. But the point is that the script tells the browser that it needs to now think about translating this using JavaScript. Okay? And technically, apparently, you don't need this type equals because JavaScript has become such the default. But I still think it's good documentation, and I don't trust that it will always be the default. So cynic that I am, I like to keep that in there. Okay. More questions? Yeah?
Is that like Java?
No. But that, well, it's like it. It's a programming language, so yes, it's somewhat like it, but no. No. JavaScript, and everybody asks that, and everybody confuses the two. Java is much more like C, and a whole programming language and very object-oriented. JavaScript was originally developed, and it was pretty basic because it was just going to be inserted in HTML. It's grown incredibly. So now it's object-oriented, it's this, it's that. It's become a very powerful language. And it's interesting because I'm doing the mentors in CIS 120, and when I send out the things, you know, a lot of people will write back and tell me what they're doing, a lot of the alumni that I contact. And there's quite a lot of them that are doing a lot in JavaScript because it's become such a powerful language now. And they're doing web development and they're doing a lot with JavaScript. But Java is much more of a whole language, more the competitor to C. Okay. Questions? If not, we will move on to
the meta.
Yeah.
Does it always have to be part of?
No, and in fact, you're in the 120 class, and I don't even know whether I remember whether I bothered to put that in there. It is important. This class is focusing on much more HTML and much more web page development. And they're focusing on something called validating. And if you wanted to validate, you have to have it in there. Okay? In 120, we're doing much more of a keep it simple approach. Okay, the next one doesn't multiply. Okay, so now I'm getting to doing something that has a little more power to it. I'm saying enter the first number. Okay, so I'm going to enter a 5, and then I click on OK, and this is my pop-up. And notice how the pop-up works. This enter the second number is something I'm telling it to put there. The 0 in the box is something I'm telling it to put there. This is just an extra added attraction that the browser decides to tell me to put there. Okay, so I'm going to say 8. I think I did 5 and 8. So I'm saying okay, and I'm getting the answer is 40. Okay, so now let's look at, now we're starting to get into something a little more interesting. Okay, So in this one, I am saying
first an H1 that's up at the top, and then I'm dropping into the script. So the first thing I'm doing in the script is I'm setting up some variables. Okay, that means memory variables, areas in memory. So I'm setting up something called answer. And I'm saying ants has a zero in it. And then I'm setting up something called first num. And I put a zero in that. And then I set up something called second num. And I am putting a zero in that. Okay, so I am setting up three memory variables that I'm going to be using. And I tell the browser that those are memory variables with the var. Although if you didn't have the var, it would still figure it out. But the var is considered the right way of writing this. Then I go in and I'm prompting. You saw the prompts. And I pointed out to you that it said enter the first number and that there was a zero in the box. Well, this is how I tell it to do that. I said prompt in parentheses, in quotes, because this is a literal, enter the first number. And so that printed out in the top of the pop-up box. And then comma zero means I want to put a zero into the box that's on the prompt. Okay? So the prompt knows that it is prompting the user to put in something. And so it provides a box for the user to enter it into, and it puts a default value of zero into that box. That's just the default value. And you're going to override it. You're going to put something else in unless you really want to multiply zero by zero. Okay? So whatever you type is being assigned to first num. So equal sign, that you may think is an equal sign, really isn't. It's an assignment sign. Because what I'm doing, and this is true in all programming languages, I am going to put my calculation on the right, eventually. I'm going to put my work on the right. I'm putting everything I'm doing on the right. And I'm assigning it to a variable that's on the left. Okay? So I prompted, and first num came up. And so now I am putting 5 in here. Okay? Because I said assign whatever the person typed in to first num. And then the second prompt came in, and I put up an 8. So now I've got an 8 in there. And then I drop down to the next line, and I said, do the calculation. Again, it's on the right. First num times second num, assign it to answer. Okay, so my answer is now containing what? What's answer going to be?
First num.
Right, 40.
Oh.
Okay, it was a trick question. 5 times 8 is 40, okay? Trick question. So now I have 40 in there because it took first num, multiplied it by second num, and assigned it to answer, okay? Notice again, semicolons at the end of every line to tell it that the line has ended. Okay, so then I said, all right, document write answer. And so it put up the 40 that you can barely see because of the allowing me to write. But it put the 40 up there. Okay, so now let's look at the next line. This one's kind of interesting. I want to skip a line. I want to move down a line. How do you do that in HTML? Right, the BR, right? Well, this is embedded in HTML, so I can sneak in some HTML inside the JavaScript, and it's going to understand it. So what I've got here is a document write, and I put in quotes, which made it a literal, right?
So I'm saying, document right, put out the literal BR. But when HTML sees the BR with the tag marks around it, what does it do? It says, oh, that's a break. I'm going to move down a line. So I've snuck in the HTML in here. It takes it as a literal, shows up the BR tag, which means the greater than and less than signs around it, shows up the BR tag and says, oh, you want me to move down a line because there's a BR here. And it does it. Does that make sense? I'm getting a bunch of head nods. Okay.
What would happen if you don't have the quotes there? Would it display the BR?
No, I think it will give you an error, actually. I don't even think it will do
it,
that.
It doesn't know what BR is.
Right, so I think it. I think that would be good enough to get the white screen of death.
No.
Okay? But we can play with it and see. Then I see document right, and I see a literal here. Okay, so there's a literal. And I'm saying write the literal. The answer is, and you can see it did it over there. Then I want to write two things, so I need a separator of the two things. And the comma is the separator that's separating the two things. And then I've got A and S, which is a variable. So I am writing out the answer is 40. Now notice something sneaky. Notice after the S, I put a space before the end quote. Why is that? It's because I want a space before the 40. If I didn't do that, the 40 would